מלאכים
ב',
מלאכים ב',
מלאכים ב' י' זין, מלאכים ב' י' זין, לא יודעים שם מה ג'אם כאן עברה וצ'י שולים ג'אם ראית ולא שמעו ויקשו את אורפם חומן ג'ה חודה אגם מפיל השם had freed the Jews from the oppression of Paro and the slavery of Egypt, but instead of maintaining their loyalty to him, they preferred to serve idols to whom they owed nothing, and that could not help them. What do you owe them? But the Ten Commandments begin with the declaration that Hashem liberated us from Mitzrayim, and it is forbidden to worship foreign gods. This passage therefore begins by stressing that the ten tribes ignored the exodus and strayed from Hashem who freed them. The exile was measure for measure. Hashem drove out the Canaanim because of their abominations. Since Israel adopted those same abominations, it was only right that they too should be driven out. Beautiful. Shimon Peres, the day after, Pony Vershel, Echundin.
Kippah, sir, Shabbat.
Kippah, she's got to go for Kosh Hameh, Hameh Ram, Shabbat, Shabbat, which was I know.
Oh,
hey, Rasham, do
I know? She
knows that. Kofnei, I really admire him. After Pishav, do
you come so what?
No, but this is Sarish.
Nah.
Ashtad, this is Sarish. Sorry.
I went to a turkey car, Mikhail, I'm going to be out of the system, Kosh Hafta, then. You know, cigar, I'm Mikhail, she do. I know.
מודד
המרכז, מודד המרכז בו לירושלים. זה צ'ילי, זה עבד שלו, זה עבד גילי. זה יהיה להביא הרוסי, הוא נעמד בו.
שמעון
פרס. זה נכון. 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 זה נכון.
זה
נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה
נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. זה נכון. پرسپشنی که ازش داشتم کاملا عوض شد.
کجا همین راجب اینجا گوش کردی؟
سو شارپ. نه نه در مورد جنگ.
ویری
شارپ.
ویری شارپ. اینو اکسپت آدم.
این اگه سیگار نمیکشید الان 150 سالش بود.
میشه.
مشهد
فاین. The people made claims about Hashem that were patently false. They said that he had abandoned the world and did not know what human beings were doing.
Right.
They thought that he had no interest in them, that they could be protected only by worshipping the heavenly hosts. Wherever they built watchtowers for the guards who protected their cities and crops, they built altars. Wherever, how much kept for their idols? ויבנו להם במות בכל עריהן ממגדל נוצרים אדיר מבצר. אני חושב שכתוב על שחרי מסלן צ'ינג לשן יק בורדורס נאס דה פרוטקשן באחרות שם לבמה
צ'י ברי בוט פרסטי
אהלן so fine
این بامه همیشه مصور
بعدی بود اصلا این بیگ بامه
برای بود
پرست شعلا همیشه معنوی
بود بردن بود
اولش برای هاشمی بودن بعد شد برای بود پرست
شعلا همیشه معنوی بودن جنوب بود
altars for their idols.
Yeah.
They engaged in sodomy.
Wow.
Which is they know.
She had a mad woman?
Yes.
Sodomize.
At first, they sincerely believed that idolatry was proper. And then they went so far as to sin merely to anger Hashem. ויעבדו הגילולים, they worshipped. הנה מה שאתה יודעים, הנה מוגדמות, כי צ'אג'אב.
גלות.
That's right.
עלת ירושלים, כל הלכה.
They worshipped the ex.
וזה מילה.
This world for idol. דו מה אתה עבה?
לא, לא. מוריקים מהאונג'ה עבודם בוד. שעמוד.
יהיה בר.
Oh no, more than
that. This word for idols, and I hate him, Hatan to Yerushalayim. Idols is the...
Harabait in Jos, and it's Yabonur.
This word for idols is derived from galal, manur. Thus, it describes the idol as sheer filth. If people could worship things that were so clearly disgusting, it's disgusting, disgusting.
Well, disgusting this story with me.
Disgusting.
Disgusting. Disgusting.
Proves that the intention was to anger Hashem.
It's a very sad area at this time. Very, very sad. In period, it's very tough.
Contrary to the fantasy that Hashem was unseeing and uncaring about earthly affairs, He constantly sent prophets to admonish and encourage them to repent. Radak cites in the Midrash that Hashem sent prophets every morning and evening. What? All to no avail. Har sovo shab. Vayakshut or pam, and they stiffened their neck. They were stubborn, like someone whose neck is too stiff to turn around and see the consequences of his actions. If he cannot reflect on what he has done, he will not feel remorse and repent. They were like their forefathers who worshipped the golden calf soon after they heard the word of Hashem at Har Sinai by Masur Chukav. The term Chukav decrees refers to commandments whose reasons are unknown, since Hashem's intelligence is entirely beyond man's capacity to fathom. Man must recognize that his failure to understand the reason for commandment is a reflection of his own intellectual frailty. Among the many sins that of the ten tribes was that they took it upon themselves to decide what commandments they would or would not observe, and that they did not observe the decrees that they could not understand. Sound familiar? Sounds familiar. Fine. Next.
That's what's next.